Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because you know what comes next. We've got an exciting show for you. So sit up, get ready. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway in Kahului, where Alive and Well, we are the Fanatic Organics. You probably have heard us say that before, but it is true. And all kinds of wonderful formulations, combinations, organic herbs, organic vitamins, nutrients, terrific prices, addressing every kind of issue, giving you the energy and the life that you've been looking for. And there we are, Alive and Well, hand in hand with the magnificent, delicious, organic broth cafe at Alive and Well. We get testimonials all the time. Got another terrific testimonial today about the broth cafe of a lady free of her allergies there, free of all kinds of things she was suffering from, the most wonderful foods that you could know, she said, and also terrific people all the time.
And mucho delicioso.
Mucho delicioso. Très délicieux, as they say in French, whatever language you're choosing. And whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, you want organic meats or chickens, all of those choices are there. And we are in at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And also we are in constant joyful gratitude to the local certified organic Maui farmers. We get that wonderful fresh vegetables and produce brought in every single day, and a high concentration juicer at Alive and Well, squeezing them and putting them only in the glass bottles, all for everybody to enjoy. But also all the vegetables are incorporated into the salads at the Broth Cafe and into the soups and all the dishes. Everything fabulously, magnificently organic.
Wow,
right?
That sounds fantastic.
And you know,
I'm going to go to the Broth Cafe.
We go to that Broth Cafe every day. The magnificent foods are really incredible.
I want to talk about some water.
And when you talk, I want to give one little preamble to your water, okay? You're going to talk about the magnificent vortex power.
And well, you've heard it before.
But this very week, a leading doctor, we'll get more into it in a few minutes, and he has a very important show on television. Dr. Phil, everybody knows him by that. Dr. Phil said the fluorides in our water and foods are pure poison. That's an exact quote. The fluorides in our water and foods, Dr. Phil's show, are pure poison. Talk about, all right?
Well said,
the vortex.
Well said. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like everything else, like most everything else in our life, the chemical industry prevails. And the chemical industry decided that fluoride was very good for your teeth and your bones, so they decided to put fluoride in most everything.
Poisons.
Toothpaste, whatever. And the dentists endorsed it remarkably because they said it's going to be wonders for your teeth. However, fluoride has a very toxic effect on your liver, a very toxic effect on your metabolism and the rest of the cells in your body. So get away from the fluoride, say holistic physicians and dentists. Get back to real water. And real water is hydrogen and oxygen. And real water is available at Alive and Well. Because why? It's put through the vortex machine, V-O-R-T-E-X, vortex, which spins that water, revitalizes that water, rejuvenates that water, reinfuses the molecules of oxygen and hydrogen, and gives you real water again.
That's right.
Okay, like it's coming down a Maui waterfall. Take the ride to Hana, and when you're on your right side as you're going out, you will see the water cascading through the mountains of Maui. Well, that's the energy that you get from the vortex water at Alive and Well.
That's right. And remember that as far back as 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, highest award that you could win, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was the whole basis there. I'm just quoting. And these two parameters are proven to be positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of vortex is 7.8. So free, your body is free of free radicals, okay? And hydrogen, and loaded with free hydrogen bonds, and it regenerates energy faster and helps to keep all the bad guys out. That's really proven to be, the vortex is proven for cell availability, detoxification, and all kind, and saving energy and all kinds of wonderful things.
So let that be the water of your choice. You know, put it some in a glass and keep it in the glass in the refrigerator when you're nice cold drink instead of any soda or any kind of junk. And steam your vegetables in the vortex water. And when you're through steaming the vegetables in the vortex water, pour the water into a glass and put that glass in the refrigerator.
That's what we do.
And when you want a cold drink, resort to that vegetable water.
Beautiful.
It's in the refrigerator. Cool, refreshing, rejuvenating vortex. It rejuvenates every cell in your body.
And right along with that TV news, and again, this was major by the doctor, and his guests were big experts. And on the TV news, they were saying that we are talking about the causes of all diseases. And this is what they said. Glyphosates are being allowed by the U.S. government on all our foods and crops. These substances are leading to deadly illnesses, say the doctors and the experts, because government is paid, that this is what they said, by big pharma and chemical companies. And by Dr. Phil and his guests were saying that these chemicals are all over our bodies, our foods, and our crops. And he went right in and reinforced that with the terrible fluorides that are present in our water and foods. And he said, his words, pure poison are these chemicals causing the leading cause of our diseases. This is very important. And again, it ain't Mona, okay?
But it's Mona and Den and Dr. Phil, and all holistic physicians have been saying the same thing since we were kids. 60-some years ago, folks, we became health nuts. And because we started reading what real food scientists were saying about what's happening with the chemicals added to our foods, and the crops as they're growing, the soil as it's being conditioned for the crops. It's there for one particular reason. Profits for the food industry, not for your health, not for your rejuvenation, not for a better mind or clearer skin. It's there for their profits, and we've been forced to eat that crap for this last 60 or 75 more years. Get back to what is really organic.
That's right.
To the chemical-free foods, which you find at Alive and Well.
Amen.
And everything we serve.
And great prices, too, and great comfort, and all of that. Beautiful, delicious. And, you know, again, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medication or take them off doctor's area. We like to share the information about what doctors, just like this we were just sharing, have learned about nutrients in clinical trials and giving the information.
We've been doing that since our first health food store 57 years ago.
Yes, opened in 1969. Well, this was delightful. This just happened. And a wonderful lady, she said, she's a medical professional. And this is her exact quote. She said, she was getting her Ultra Silver. I use Ultra Silver for everything, for my patients and my travel. Mm-hmm. And she went on to say, she says, just for an example, she says, but she hears this often. Her patient told her he had a serious gum infection and the medications made him very ill. She told him, spray Ultra Silver on the area in your mouth, the gum infection, repeatedly. He did so, and all infection was gone. No antibiotics and no side effects. She also said she uses Ultra Silver for all skin infections and problems. And whenever she travels, she's using it on the plane. She's using it everywhere to keep herself free and protected from any kind of bacteria, viruses, etc. She says Ultra Silver, quote, always works. She couldn't say enough about that.
And Ultra Silver is ultra. We call it ultra silver because it is the best silver. It's 99.9% pure silver.
And how and nanoparticles to get into any viruses, bacteria.
Nano, that's right.
99.99% nanoparticles getting into every virus, every bacteria, every fungus. Goodbye.
There is no other product like it on the market.
No,
there's other colloidal silvers. But they don't use the 99.9% pure ultra silver components.
That's right.
All right. And the results are obvious. When you use it, you get excellent results. Whether it's athlete's foot, whether it's bad gums, whether it's a cut in your skin, whatever it might be.
That's right. It saved my life when I had taken one antibiotic one time and got Crohn's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dying. I had lost all my body weight. I was at the point of death. And the top holistic doctor in the United States, one of the very top, Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, said when I was on the verge of leaving the planet, he said to Dennis to get me, and he says, "You have ultra silver on that shelf." He says, "That's what I use for my patients. That will get rid of the bad guy that grew up because she took that antibiotic. That will get rid of it." And they wanted to take out, the other doctors wanted to take out my guts and everything. Good grief. And within 1 week, following what Dr. Wright said with the ultra silver, all of that was gone years and years
ago.
And
other products promote themselves as being colloidal silver. They have a little bit of colloidal silver, but an awful lot of other forms of silver which are nowhere near as effective and as efficient as the true 99.9% colloidal silver, found in alive and well.
That's right.
Ultra silver, that's the one to go to.
And that's what, you know, they use even in the European doctors. They put it on diabetic wounds instead of cutting off legs and everything else. They heal the infections that way. It's also what's used in babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born to prevent eye, ear infection. That helped with our first grandchild. We had that when she was a couple days old. They put an antibiotic and her eye infection got 10 times worse. Ultra silver, and it was gone in a couple of days perfectly. So all of that. We have another testimonial. And, you know, this is a thrill because, again, I'm not making claims. I shared with her information and also my experience. She decided to try some of these. And I had many years ago diagnosed of lupus, an autoimmune disease that was really killing me. And Pain Power was a major player because it stopped that autoimmune reaction and vitamin D3, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, she says, "I have to tell you," she says, "I don't know if you remember," she said, "but," she said, "I am 100% free of lupus," which I had been diagnosed with. "Her autoimmune disease is gone according to all her medical reports. Not only that," she says, "the nutrients from Alive and Well, which you share this information, Pain Power and other power players, we can't make claims about it, but," she said, "they've all been absolutely wonderful in stopping this autoimmune reaction." She also said that broth is the number one place for her because she had serious, serious severe allergens. I had the same thing. She said, "I am free of all my severe allergens. Everything is delicious, so healthy, and it's the one place I go to eat my food outside of my home." And she said, not only is the everything so delicious, healthy, and wonderful, and free of her allergens, but she says the attitude from each player, that's her word, at Alive and Well, is so loving, kind, great attitude. She wouldn't go anyplace else, but she gave me loads of hugs and was very joyful, the Aloha Lady. That was
beautiful, beautiful.
That was such a beautiful, inspirational testimony.
Well, everybody, all the people at Alive and Well, the broth and on the floor, they all take their cue from you. You don't understand that.
They all take my from you
they
or
all,
from
they,
you, darling.
From you, they take the cue. Their behavior is the cue from you, and you give such loving attention. And
you
and,
do too. And, they always tell me that about you, darling.
Really?
They always say, "We love your husband." And I said, "Well I'm not going to be too jealous."
That's just the ladies who say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the guys always say, "We want to talk to your man. Where's the doc?" Oftentimes, we don't claim that at all. No doc. But, you know, one of the main things that we learned so much about, just like this lady was sharing, and this is a famous doctor, Dr. Mike Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, M-D, very famous. And he was on the news, and he talked about lifestyle adjustments reduce inflammation. Could you do the first page and I'll do the second?
I can do.
Do that.
All righty. Here's the doc, word for word, folks. Chronic inflammation, says the doctor, is an all too common condition that indicates your immune system is revved up and injuring your health. Inflammation triggers the pain. Inflammation triggers the weight gain and the gastrointestinal distress and the skin disruptions and the fatigue and the insomnia and the cognition problems and depression. Inflammation.
That's Dr. Roizen saying that. Go right ahead.
All holistic physicians say this.
Well, he's a top doctor.
And inflammation, says the doctor, leads to an erosion of your quality of life, speeds up your aging process, amplifies your risks for a slew of chronic conditions and diseases, including cardiovascular conditions, dementia, kidney and liver problems, and type 2 diabetes. Who could ever imagine
that
you have inflammation of the brain? Huh?
That's right.
I got inflammation in my left fingernail, yes, but inflammation in my brain?
Oh, my. Yes.
So, but that's all science says, and the holistic physicians get it from years and years and years and years of studying and what's been going on with microscopic behavior of every cell in your body. Inflammation, excess heat.
Burning up and destroying, destruction. That's the inflammation.
Can you remember...
Bombs.
Can you remember Lahaina? Can you remember the inferno in Lahaina, which houses were destroyed, complete houses were burned up, decimated within 10 minutes? That's inflammation.
Flame of fire.
And that's what's going on in your eyes. That's what's going on in your brain.
And in your joints. Don't forget that, too. We always get people telling us how pain power stops that pain and inflammation in the joints.
And in your heart.
That's right.
And in your liver. Every cell in your body is subject to chronic inflammation.
Yes, it is.
Well, guess what, folks? There's a solution.
Right. And you know, the doctors also make this a point here. That the inflammation, the doctor says, inflammation's troublemaking disconnects you from life-affirming and empowering social connections. In fact, says the doctor, a new medical study in the American Journal of Psychiatry, that's all capitalized, has found that when people are contending with depression and their level of the inflammatory marker C-reactive protein, CRP, is high, they will lose interest in or motivation to pursue rewarding, pleasurable experiences. No wonder inflammatory diseases, says the doctor, accelerate, that's increase, mortality, that's death, and account for more than half of all deaths worldwide, that's globally.
Yeah.
Inflammation accounts for more than half of all deaths worldwide, globally.
And consider this. People who are anxious and depressed, what do they resort to socially? Junk. They resort to cigarettes. They resort to alcohol.
And terrible drugs, right?
Absolutely. But underneath it all, folks, the major disruptive causation of ill health scenario is chronic inflammation.
That's exactly right.
It burns up all those little microscopic things called cells and the connective tissues that keep the cells together, and all the little cellular enzymes that are secreted are burned up, they're cauterized, and that causes more problems. By using, say, holistic physicians, the anti-inflammatory nutrients,
That's just what he says.
Yeah.
You have to embrace a combination of anti-inflammatory foods, lifestyle adjustments, and many terrific supplements. That's exactly what he's saying. Pain power is the top of the list. We get that all the time. He also stresses super pure omega-3, the purest omega-3.
Absolutely.
Acetyl-L-carnitine. Vitamin D3, he's including that oftentimes with that, okay? And Dr. Mike Roizen, saying these things, is chief medical officer at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute, okay? He's award-winning, And he's really very famous. Okay?
But keep in mind also the thing, the choices that uninformed folks make. And that is they'll have an alcoholic drink. They'll have a cigarette. They'll have some marijuana. They'll have some whatever, whatever, whatever to make them feel better.
That's right.
Why do you want to feel better? Because you're feeling pretty lousy and pretty rotten.
That's right.
But you know what? Nutrients rebuild connective tissue.
That's
rebuild
exactly what
enzyme
they do.
Function.
That's what
microscopic
they do.
Little behavior patterns in your cells, and that creates a healthier cell, and that creates a healthier cells, and that creates a healthier muscle, that creates a healthier brain, and that reduces the irritation and of your eyes or your whatever.
Right.
It's nutrients that build health and rebuild health. And life has its toll, but in wearing these things out. But by restoring the nutrient level, you have abundant good health.
And you know, just like he's quoting from the American Journal of Psychiatry and all of these type of American Journal of Psychiatry, how contending with depression and inflammation. But the interesting thing is we have quoted from the European doctors, we have quoted from the top studies, one of the leading thing that they found that reversed depression in 2 to 3 days with zero side effects and only benefit was acetyl L-carnitine. That besides all of its other nutrients for the brain and for the heart and everything else, one of the main things was it was a powerful, without any side effects, wonderful antidepressant, acetyl L-carnitine.
And why does it do that, honey?
Because it stops inflammation and it enters the brain and makes the brain happier and makes the brain work better and reduces the inflammation.
And it increases the mitochondrial function
That's right.
Of every cell in your body. How many times you probably heard me say this many times, folks, but let me say it one more time. Mitochondria are invisible. A cell is invisible to your naked eye. You cannot see a human cell. But put a human cell under a microscope, and suddenly a world of wonder opens before your eyes. Because within that invisible piece of poof called a cell, are in a heart muscle cell, for instance, there are 5,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible heart cell. Huh? 5,000 little pieces of poof that create energy for the one little cell, which is a poof. But put all of those individual cells together into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat, stick it in the middle of your chest, it's called a heart. And all those little poof cells and little poof mitochondria create that energy to keep that heart pumping every second of your life. Count to five, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005, that your heart just beat five times. Climb a flight of stairs, it'll double the rate. Run around the block, it'll triple the rate. Because the mitochondria create the energy to make that muscle perform as the muscle must perform to keep you alive and well.
I love to think of them as mighty chondria.
They are mighty.
I see their muscles, you know?
They are mighty.
Okay, and you know, I really appreciate another top doctor, Dr.
And that's
Mercola.
Where Cardio Q10 comes in
that's
as well.
That's exactly part, because that is the main fuel for all the mitochondria of the body, of all the muscles, but the number one for the heart, because it produces adenosine triphosphate, ATP, the cellular energy for the mitochondria of the heart. The heart is a muscle. They can't beat without the active form of CoQ10, okay? Cardio CoQ10, 100% active.
Okay? You got it, baby.
And you know, I appreciate Dr. Mercola, MD, because he brought this fabulous. I mean, it's fabulous how he brought it out. It's terrible what has occurred, but he brought it out. And here he is talking right here, Dr. Mercola, MD. Facts about the risks of over-the-counter painkillers. That's, and then he defines that. Taken with antibiotics. And the question asked to him is, why is it risky to take over-the-counter OTC painkillers while on antibiotics? And here he says, and always backed up with clinical trials, mixing common painkillers like ibuprofen or acetaminophen, these medications, with antibiotics such as ciprofloxacin.
Floxacin.
Floxacin. They fuel bacterial resistance. Research shows that bacteria adapt faster, survive longer, and pass resistance on to future generations when they're exposed to this toxic drug combination of these over-the-counter drugs so readily found in, you know, in all kinds of places.
By taking the drugs and the combination of drugs increases the pathogenic density, concentration.
That's exactly
of
what
every
it said.
Cell in your body.
And what types of resistance did the medical studies find? That was the question asked of Dr. Mercola. The medical studies revealed that the resistance, this bacteria resistance, increases 3,200%.
3,200%.
32-fold. And in many cases, 6,400%. My gosh, when antibiotics and these over-the-counter painkillers were combined. This didn't just affect one drug. It spread across multiple antibiotic classes, including levofloxacin.
Yeah.
Did I say that correctly? Minocycline.
Mm-hmm.
And amoxicillin.
There you go.
And many other. And who is at the greatest risk from these drug interactions? Anyone can be affected, says the doctor, but older adults and often those in care facilities are most vulnerable.
Older adults and those in care facilities?
It says many take multiple medications daily, including antibiotics, creating the perfect breeding ground for these toxic, resistant bacteria to spread.
But keep in mind this salient fact, folks. When you're young, you have an immune system that works. As you get older, everything doesn't work. Nothing works like it did when you were young. Your energy levels, your mental capabilities, your heart strength, the pain in your shoulder, the pain in your knuckles and your knees, all those things happen as you age. And when they talk about aging, you're getting old. Things don't work like they did when you were younger. Why? Because you're aging. But you know what? Using the nutrients rebuilds, restores, we talked about it just a second ago, the mitochondria. And the mitochondria of an aging person are not as active as they are when you're a younger person. By using the nutrients, you can restore to a great degree and relieving the agony and the pain and the suffering of aging cells by recreating younger, newer, more vital mitochondria.
That's right. And they go on, the doctor goes on to say, what can I do to protect myself from this terrible toxic reaction?
Right.
And he says, you can lower your risk by only using antibiotics when absolutely necessary. Avoid these antibiotic residues on so many food substances. You know,
try to do that.
Antibiotics are in many, many foods.
They are in nearly everything.
Eliminate these over-the-counter medication painkillers and use natural approaches. And he mentions curcumin, magnesium, other nutrients, and other things like that. Consider these natural antibacterial remedies, oregano oil, he says there are a host of nutrients that make all the difference, and rethinking daily medication habits and focusing on organic lifestyle strategies to strengthen your health, says the doctor.
Wonderful.
That's right. That's absolutely true and correct. And could you talk about Pain Power and how it's been so successful?
Well, tops on the doctor's list was curcumin.
That's right.
Why is that? Because curcumin is a natural anti-inflammatory. Curcumin, again, it was a horrible disaster. The fire in Lahaina, the fires in Southern California, which decimated the entire area. The fires in Lahaina, which completely wiped out Lahaina as we remember it. Because uncontrolled inflammation. I know calling fire inflammation seems like a petty term, but the penultimate form of inflammation is an inferno. And that's what happens microscopically in every cell of your body, every minute of your day. And the, after so much repair work done by your body, trying to maintain health and a cellular function, metabolism, it finally succumbs to the inflammatory negative response, fed by what? Sugars and seed oils and the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oil. All those oils create inflammation. And the drugs create inflammation. So, what are you going to do? Well, you can use curcumin. Curcumin is a renowned herbally by herbalists for years and years and years and years as a major anti-inflammatory.
And it had, and in the pain power, it has the bioperine extract, that little extract from the black pepper root. And what it did, it increases, proven to increase absorption and effectiveness by even 1,000 to 2,000%. And in addition, you have the ancient herb that was even used by the wise men, Mother Mary. I can't, you know, I'm not there to, but one of the things for thousands of years, and that was Boswellia, which had the active ingredient is the frankincense, used for thousands of years for pain and inflammation. And the European doctors were right up at the top of the list that in finding that natokinase and those other types of enzymes from the plant,
peptidase,
right, ate up inflammatory compounds. And what they made, we made sure with the pain power combination, it was free of all any animal content, any toxin, anything, any allergen known on the planet. No allergens whatsoever. It works beautifully and quickly.
Every component in the pain power formula is there to reduce inflammation and increase the efficiency of absorption and utilization cellular-wise. Again, to the cells. Where are the cells? Those are those little invisible things that get burned up so easily. But it's the cell. That's where the fire hits. Burning up the cells, and pretty soon you have pain and you have immune dysfunction. You have all kinds of negative things going on in your body because of chronic inflammation. Well, curcumin, the pain power with a high potency of curcumin and the natokinase and serratiol peptidase and the piperine and all the components are put together very, very scientifically by holistic physician. And we're the only people that have this because the physician has given us the formula. The only people in the company that has this formula, which reduces inflammation. Extraordinary testimonials about how people have regained not just knuckle health or knee problems that went away or major immune functions that have been improved dramatically, but every form of negative health scenario is improved by putting out the chronic inflammation, the fire that is always there, and sometimes it's under control with your body's mechanisms, and other, most time it's not. But by eating sugars and by eating seed oils, that increases inflammation, and all the junk that people eat, all the chemicals that are on the food, all the chemicals that the food industry puts on our food, all of those contribute to the chronic inflammation.
And here's a really very important thing to know. Do you know that, would you think that your kidneys are all about just pissing, or are your kidneys about your thinking?
Aha!
Aha! Don't piss away your thinking. and here's this. This has just been reported in the top medical journal. Okay, and here's the report. Your brain health can be linked to how well your kidneys are working. A medical study says people with impaired kidney function have much higher levels of proteins in their blood that are linked to Alzheimer's disease. Medical researchers just reported this in the journal, medical journal, Neurology. That's the name of the medical journal. And quote, our study found that when the kidneys are not functioning properly, there are, can be higher levels of Alzheimer's biomarkers in the blood, quote, said lead researcher Dr. Francesca Gasparini, a geriatrician with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden, in a news release. We did find that impaired kidney function accelerates, that increases, the onset of dementia in people who have higher levels of biomarkers, the doctor said. Quote, these highlights the need for doctors to consider kidney function when interpreting results of Alzheimer's biomarkers in the blood, quote, kidneys help human health by removing waste and toxins from the blood, which are then excreted in urine, researchers said in their background notes. For the study, researchers tracked nearly 2,300 people, average age 72, none of whom had dementia at the start of the study. During a follow-up of 8 years, on average, 221 people with healthy kidneys and 141 with poor kidney function were diagnosed with dementia. Results showed that reduced kidney function was associated with higher levels of tau proteins, which form toxic clumps in the brains of Alzheimer's patients, protein fragments of neurofilament light chain, which are released from damaged or dying brain cells, and glial fibrillary acidic proteins, which are produced by cells that heal and protect neurons in the brain and spinal cord. Can you get over that, honey? Can you read? I know I got it from these to the ending here.
Okay. The searchers went on to find that those with failing kidneys and elevated levels of NFL proteins had nearly twice the risk of dementia as those with healthy kidneys and high NFL levels. This shows, say the doctors, that kidney health influences the timing of dementia. Gasparini said, one of the leading researchers, with healthy kidneys protecting the brain by filtering away toxic waste products, as that's the function of for every cell in your body.
That's right.
Okay. The patients, says the doctor, are likely to still develop dementia, but later than those with impaired kidneys. When looking at these biomarkers in older adults, keeping an eye on kidney health is more important than one might think, says Dr. Gasparini. Monitoring kidney health helps clinicians better interpret these biomarkers and identify who might be at risk for faster disease progression.
And can you tell me what is well known to be the number one super powerful nutrient for the kidneys as well as for the liver? N-acetylcysteine, the producer of glutathione, how the body fights free radicals, a tremendous kidney restoration with NAC and liver restoration.
And liver rebuilding.
That's right.
And lung decongestion.
That's right.
And brain neurotransmitter activity. NAC is an amazing, amazing nutrient.
It prevents the death of the alveoli in the lungs, like Dr. Siegel said, TV. Prevents the death of the breathing cells in the lungs and eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestion. And he says it's a main thing to fight all viruses, etc. All those different things, and many more things than that.
For the eyes as well. It's very important for the eyes. It's a major antioxidant. It's a major putting out the fire component and nutrient that is so effective for every cell in your body.
Yeah.
But especially for the kidneys, for the lungs, for the liver, for the brain, it's phenomenal.
It reduced so much toxicity. They even use that in medical trials, using the NAC along with people who are on medication for cancer and these types of things, and even reduce the NAC reduced the toxicity of the medications and made very little of them much more effective, so that you didn't have to take so much. So the doctors considered that a huge awareness that they had discovered at that time. Not that it's been applied, but all the benefits. It's the main producer of glutathione, which is the body's main antioxidant to fight all free radicals.
And fighting free radicals is reducing the rate of aging. The cells don't age as fast. It's just that simple. NAC slows down the rate of aging of the cells, which means what? More youthful cells, more vitality, more life in every cell. And it restores life in every cell in the process of working on the lungs and the liver and the kidneys, okay?
You know, and going along with what we've said, now here's Mercola is reporting, just came out And always, this is he's a reporter, medical doctor, you know, reporting about what the medical trials have shown about different things. And he says, the title of the article, and he was printed up in the New York Post, "These Everyday Chemicals Disrupt Your Gut." A new analysis shows that far more everyday chemicals can interfere with gut bacteria than previously thought. Researchers screened more than 1,000 environmental substances and found 168 that disrupted the growth of beneficial microbes. These chemicals... were the good guys. These chemicals appear in plastics, pesticides, flame retardants, and many common household products. Because gut bacteria help regulate digestion, immunity, metabolism, and inflammation, these disruptions could have broader health effects. The study shows...
Go back and repeat that one little bit, honey.
Because gut bacteria help regulate digestion, immunity, metabolism, and inflammation, these disruptions could have broader health effects. The study shows that these chemicals, designed for completely different uses, affect the microbiome. And scientists warn that weakened gut bacteria reduce the gut barrier's resilience and promote chronic inflammation.
There you go again.
The findings highlight the need for safety testing that considers microbiome health, not just toxicity to human cells.
And keep in mind that all this activity, may I?
Yes, this last paragraph.
Thank you. Okay. All this activity that Mona just mentioned, reading the article, is microscopic.
That's right.
It's tiny, 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 tiny.
Yes.
You can't see what's going on in your guts. If you had an eyeball in your guts, you couldn't see what's going on in your guts because it's microscopic. But what screws it up? All the chemicals, all the farming chemicals, all the texturizers, all the flavorings, all the colorings, all the junk they put in to make a sale in the marketplace, improve their pockets, screws up your guts.
In the last paragraph.
Let me go in the last paragraph. It says here, experts recommend simple steps such as limiting unnecessary food additives. Are any food additives necessary?
Right. Not when they're the toxic chemicals. Not toxic chemicals.
But God made everything the way it is.
Right, before they got with the pollution of the modern world.
And if you eat it the way that nature created it, do you need the additives? Do you need the correctives? Do you need the pesticides, herbicides, flavor? You need any of that crap. Okay. Anyway, let me go back to the beginning. Experts recommend simple steps, such as limiting unnecessary food additives, they're all unnecessary, choosing fewer ultra-processed products, and reducing pesticide exposure. These habits help protect microbial diversity, which supports metabolic and immune balance. Again, microbial diversity. Microscopic, folks.
Yes, the good guys that protect you.
Researchers say the goal isn't alarm, but awareness, as future chemical design will likely need to account for effects on the microscopic organisms that help keep humans healthy. Let me repeat that last part again. Future chemical design will need to account for effects on the microscopic organisms that keep humans healthy. Future chemical design. There's more chemicals coming, folks. We're going to design them so that they're not quite as dangerous as they are presently. Is that what they're promising? Don't count on it. Eat the organic stuff. Eat the unsprayed stuff. Don't use safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils. Those are all inflammatory. They create the inferno. They create the fire, which destroys microscopic activity in every cell in your body. And your brain.
Yeah, and you can make those decisions. You know, you can, it's amazing because, again, this also just came out in the news that injectable birth control linked to higher risk of brain tumors. Use of injectable birth control like Depo-Provera, say the doctors, is linked to a significantly higher risk of brain tumors, especially meningiomas.
Brain tumors in whom? The mother or the child?
Women who started injections after age 30 face dramatically higher risk, with increases ranging from 175% increased risk of cancer to 277%, depending on the age group. A French medical study found women using injectable birth control for more than a year were over 500% more likely to need brain tumor surgery.
For brain tumors.
To causing brain tumors. And then the doctor says, can you believe? Natural progesterone cream supports your body's balance by countering excess estrogens, calming your nervous system, and protecting your long-term brain health. And also natural progesterone cream, the original word for that, promoting a healthy pregnancy.
Right.
Because it helps to stabilize the hormones and promote good hormone balance and promote good ovulation. Instead of taking
and
these terrible
brain
things,
health of the child.
And that's the natural progesterone in the cream form, as Dr. John Lee discovered.
Right.
Okay? Not the synthetic progesterone, Depo-Provera, which causes the tumor. And the doctor says here, natural progesterone cream supports your body's balance by countering excess estrogen, actually the definition, calming your nervous system and protecting long-term brain health. One of the main things that Dr. Lee listed, fills receptor sites in breast, endometrial and ovarian tissue, and doesn't allow the hyperstimulation of toxic estrogens to cause cancers. I had those, they told me many years ago when I first learned about this, okay? We were working with the top nutritionist then. And they said, your breasts are like beanbags, solid rocks. There's no normal tissue. We have to remove them right away, or you will end up dying from cancer. Mm-hmm. And that's when we learned about Dr. John Lee and the work with natural progesterone cream. Okay?
Bioidentical.
Using it in a cream form, mm-hmm. okay, as he discovered. And one of his last books that he wrote was Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Breast Cancer. I used that cream, and in less than 2 months, the breast tissue was 100% normal. Well, all the tumors were gone, and I have lived many years since then, always using the cream and always happy with those results. But that's really important.
Absolutely.
Instead of the terrible drugs. In here, to more and more about these terrible drugs, higher significant, we're talking not just a little, okay? 500% more likely to need brain tumor surgeries, women who took that.
Took what?
Not the injectable birth control.
Yes, okay. Not the progesterone.
No.
But men, you're not left out of this conversation, because the terrible trick that works with nature and aging is that our testosterone levels go down as we age, okay? But the testosterone also is converted by an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase. 5-alpha reductase seems to appear out of nowhere, and that's converting what's remaining of your testosterone into what? Turns testosterone into estrogen. Estrogen? You're a male. You're not supposed to make estrogen. Well, all males make estrogen. But when your testosterone is converted by 5-alpha reductase into more estrogens, that creates more prostate problems. And prostate problems mean lack of sleep and getting up 5 or 6 times a night to take a leak and all kinds of other complications. So what you want to do, says Dr. John Lee, MD, who was a major proponent of bioidentical progesterone cream, is to use the bioidentical progesterone cream on your testicles, on your body, on the lower anatomy, your pubic area, and as an aftershave cream even, to help reduce excessive estrogen and the conversion of testosterone, the 5-alpha reductase.
And remember that you can come into Alive and Well. You can always, again, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. We share information like we're sharing here. And there's never a charge, never has been, never will be. But call the 877-4950. If you want to sit and talk about things and hear information, a very comfortable area, 877-4950. Make an appointment so we're not with someone else. And you can call that wonderful wonderful number, 877-4950, for any of our wonderful, terrific services, shipping, mailing, getting all of your wonderful foods put together, having everything ready at the Broth Cafe so you can pick it up or have it ready to eat there, or you're having a party, whatever the holiday, whatever you're thinking about, make it healthy. It doesn't have to be something that's really bad for you. It can be something that's wonderful for you. And Alive and Well, in every conceivable manner, is there 100% for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.